fetal rights. Exodus 21, 22 through 25.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
If men fight and hurt a pregnant woman so that she gives birth prematurely, and yet no harm follows, he shall surely be fined as much as the woman's husband demands and the judges allow. But if any harm follows, then you must take life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, and bruise for bruise. It's interesting that God directly applies the eye for eye, tooth for tooth concept to what we call a fetus today. It's especially alarming when we consider the kinds of abortion that are done. Some of the abortions are done by cutting the fetus up into pieces, including the little hands and feet. Some are done by burning and bruising. The Bible tells us that those who do these things deserve the same treatment. Do you see that God sees no difference between a person in the womb and the one that is born? The things that are done to the fetus are to be done to a completely born adult, according to the law of God. Time and the amount of development makes no difference to God at all. God is the one that has made life a thing worthy of protection. Notice the inclusion of the use of judges. These are the ones that are to determine the smaller specifics on a case-by-case basis. This appears to be where our system of judges comes from. It is very important that we not abandon our roots, or else it could do harm to the whole of the justice ecosystem. The position of judge comes from the Bible, and because of this should be maintained by the biblical definition. When a judge takes more or less responsibility than given by God, then injustice is done. That is exactly what we see happening today in both the Congress and the courts. It has affected all kinds of issues, especially the issue of fetal rights.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.